And we're staying with the tariff story and going back to Cian McCormack in Cork now. Pharma, of course, a big sector there. With no tariffs or measures on pharma yet from last night's Rose Garden announcement, but Cork also a big food and drink hub and huge uncertainty for those sectors now, Cian, as well.
Yeah, there really is uncertainty, Anya. And as you're saying, pharma isn't hit by the 20% tariff, but the reality is that it's still in the crosshairs of the Trump administration. And that in itself causes a long-term headache, because what's important for pharma here is investment and development in the long-term. Well, CEO of Cork Chamber of Commerce, Conor Healy, and UCC Business School Professor of Economics, Frank Crowley, are here with me now. First, Conor, the food and drink sector, SMEs exporting to the US from Cork. There must be deep concern this morning.
Absolutely, Cian. I think while there is relief in Cork this morning that for now pharmaceuticals are escaping the tariff imposition, certainly the food and drink sector, there is significant concern. Food and drink is a major part of our economy here in Cork, particularly from a dairy and a whisky point of view. And if you look at the impact of those tariffs, both for large companies and also for small companies, I think there's real concern around the future there in terms of the market in the US. And I think particularly if you look at dairy and butter, which is at the premium end of the market in the US, our competitors, places like New Zealand, have a 10% tariff imposed relative to our 20%. And then very specifically with regard to the whisky sector, you have a really serious situation where Irish whisky produced in the north of Ireland has a 10% tariff rate, and Irish whisky produced here in Cork has 20%. So I think that's a real cause of concern. And in terms of the broader economic impact of that, in terms of the challenges faced by companies, particularly SMEs, who are looking at all of this morning to understand what it means for their businesses in terms of markets, future cash flow, potential impacts on employment, I think there's a real need for support for those businesses into the future now.
Dr. Frank Crowley, with pharma, there's this high degree of uncertainty now. But is it a concern that you heard Donald Trump last night name-checking Apple, Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly and their future investments in the US? These companies are in Cork.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that was extremely worrying. I think that even though we're pharmaceuticals are exempt now from the tariff, that, you know, Ireland wasn't specifically mentioned last night, but pharma was. And in particular, it was about bringing companies back to the United States. So even though there was no significant changes around tariffs to do with pharmaceuticals last night, it still means it's on the agenda, I think, in the Trump administration.
It's the uncertainty, isn't it? And yeah, the investments going forward in the medium to long term.
Well, I think, you know, pharma is a difficult industry for Trump, because it's an industry that, you know, it takes about 5 to 10 years for investments to really happen and to take off in a particular jurisdiction. And it's very highly regulated. So it's not really a short-term project for Trump in that sense.
Okay, well, Conor Healy, just finally, and we've only a couple of seconds for this, what kind of response do you want to see happening?
Well, I think at a national level, I think government needs to consider the impacts on business where tariffs are imposed. You know, there are significant challenges being faced by many, many businesses at the moment. And I think, you know, similar to the very positive response by government around COVID and around Brexit in the past, I think we need to look at all of the measures that were available at that time in the context of reintroducing those where needed over the next period of time. And at a wider EU level, I think the negotiations that need to take place over the next numbers of days and weeks are really, really important in terms of potentially rowing back from the situation at the moment, and certainly not to exacerbate the situation.
Conor Healy, CEO of Cork Chamber, and Professor Frank Crowley from UCC, thanks for joining me here on the Banks of the Lead this morning. Anya, that's it from Cork. It's back to you in Dublin.
Cian McCormack there in Cork.